Hey everybody, this is Beach Mine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to my 21st edition of my 2017 MIF audio reviews. And for this one, I'll be reviewing the Indonesian modern feminist western Marlena the Murderer in 4 acts, and as well as directors Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead's latest film, the mystery horror drama The Endless. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is Marlena the Murderer in 4 acts. And the plot summary for this film is as follows. Marlena is a murderer. There are 4 acts. But this artful take on genre tropes, selected for Cannes director's Fortnight, is a refreshing and ritually observed look at female empowerment. Director Muli Shura, I probably butchered her name, so forgive me, is a shining star in the blossoming film nation. Her 2013 film, What They Don't Talk About When They Talk About Love, won Best Film at Indonesia's Mayo Awards and featured at Sundance. Here she casts her lens upon our heroine, Marlena, veteran belle Marsha Timothy, as she faces down a group of leering gangsters invading her farm. Her tale is sure to shock, surprise, and satisfy. Now, just like The Party in my previous audio review, Marlena the Murderer in 4 acts was a very, very last minute addition to my list. In fact, I added it to my list about at least just over a week into the film festival. And the main reason why I added it was because I had pretty much a lot of time in between the film I saw beforehand, I Am Not Your Negro, and to hear my thoughts about it, just check out my 20th edition of my MIF reviews to hear my thoughts on that one, and as well as the film I'm going to review after this one, The Endless. So I had a couple of hours to kill in between, and so I figured, you know what, I sort of looked around and tried to figure out exactly what type of film was playing in between so I can, you know, check out while I'm waiting for The Endless, and I decided to pick Marlena the Murderer in 4 acts. And another reason why I picked it, and what I will say this though about the film is that this film was actually on my radar as a potential watch for the list for just when the program was first announced, mainly because the title of the film really caught me right away, because it is a great title for a film. And it's definitely an eye-catching one, because when you see it, it's not like any other film title out there. So it definitely catches you right away. And I thought, oh, it sounds interesting. Like, it wasn't on my to-watch list, but then later on, of course, as I stated earlier, I decided to throw it on there anyway, just, you know, as a random pick. And I have to say, it turned out really well. I actually really liked this film a lot. It's not to say that it's a perfect film, because even though the film only goes for like 89 minutes, the film does tend to drag at certain points. But overall, though, I thought it was a really sort of interesting take on the Western, but set in modern Indonesia, while also at the same time sort of exploring feminist themes in it. And I thought that Muli Shura, and if I butchered her name, please forgive me, does such a really good job at sort of having a film that kind of is a mishmash of all those type of things. And it turned out really well. I thought it was a really well-made, quite engaging film that at times is both really compelling, somewhat also quite disturbing as well, especially with the on how some of the gangsters treat Marlena in the film, and there are some pretty disturbing moments, just to let you know. And also, there's some really dark humor in it as well that I thought was really, what I found quite funny. And to me, it also has that kind of all the Western tropes in it as well. Like, visually, the film is shot exactly like a Western, and it actually has a very sort of a spaghetti Western score that something like Ennio Morricone would have done as well. And the performances from all the cast are really strong, and particularly Marsha Timothy, who plays the role of Marlena, does such a great job in the lead role as well. And I just found it quite an entertaining film. Like, like I said, it's not entirely perfect. Like, sometimes, like I said, it does tend to drag at certain moments. And also, some of the tone can be a little uneven at times because the film will be sort of like pretty funny 1 minute and then just pitch dark in the second. But overall, I think it's a really solid film and quite a big surprise at MIFF for me as well. And yeah, I mean, it's a pretty, I'd definitely say it's worth checking out. Like, and definitely see it on the big screen if you can, because especially since the film was shot in like 2:35 aspect ratio and is shot exactly like a Western, it definitely had the big screen in mind. At least that's what Muli Surya, again, if I butchered a name, forgive me, definitely intended this film to be seen as. And I really dug this film a lot. So if you enjoy Westerns, or at least sort of kind of, or at least a sort of a postmodern kind of different take on the Western, or films that have that explore sort of feminist themes and ideas, definitely check this one out for sure, because it's pretty damn good, if I say so myself. So if I had to give Marlena the Murderer in four acts, and yes, there are exactly four acts in this film, and each one pretty solidly done, a rating, it's definitely 3.5 out of 5. It's pretty damn good, if I say so myself. So, if I now moving right along to directors Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead's latest film, The Endless. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading once again off the MIFF program guide, is as follows. 10 years ago, brothers Justin and Aaron escaped from what Justin claimed was a UFO death cult, right as the cult was about to commit mass suicide. But Aaron didn't see it that way, and remembers a wholesome community with good, friendly people. When the two receive an unexpected message from their former family, Aaron convinces Justin that they must return to their old home. But when a strange and inexplicable events predicted by the cult begin to come true, the brothers must unearth the truth before history repeats. Now, I'm just going to say right back, even though I did read the plot summary for The Endless just now, I'm just going to say it right now. There is actually a lot more to this film than just that premise. So I'm not going to go into why that is, because it is goes into spoiler territory. But I will say this though: if you're a fan of the director's previous work, like Resolution and Spring, you're definitely going to really dig this film a lot. I think, to me, Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead are definitely one of the most interesting and unique horror filmmakers out there at the moment. Because when you watch all their films, they don't take a traditional look at horror films. They don't do it in a way that's kind of, kind of formulaic or been there, done that. They definitely, when they come up, they always come up with really interesting concepts for their films. And The Endless is no exception. And what I really like about it is, though, it's like, yeah, it is a horror film, but it definitely feels like a mishmash of different genres. You got a bit of sci-fi, a bit of sort of surrealism and mystery and all that, but it's done in a way that how it's sort of compiled together just makes it such a really unique and original film. But at the same time, though, there's a lot of other aspects to it as well that, like I said, I don't want to give away because it would spoil what the film is about. Like the other aspects of what the film is about. So I'm not going to dive into that too much. But as a film overall, I really liked it a lot. And there were things in this film that I was kind of blown away by. And also, Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead, who actually play the two brothers in the film, also gave really strong performances. Like, I knew they're definitely very hands-on filmmakers, because not only did they direct this film, they also wrote it, also did the cinematography and produced it and all that. But I was really impressed with their performances and act as actors. And I was very kind of curious to see how that would work, because, like, would they deliver really strong, would they be able to deliver in the acting department? And I have to say, they did a really, both really did a good job. And they actually had a really good chemistry with each other. And you buy them as brothers, because both of them kind of approach their characters in completely different ways. And also, the supporting cast all deliver in their roles as well. And there are some really cool, kind of surreal aspects to the film that definitely kind of messed around in my head while I was watching it. And the film also takes some really cool twists and turns that I was both incredibly surprised by and also kind of really loved as well, because I did not expect some of the stuff that happened in this film to happen. And I like I said, I can't say what they are because it is goes into spoiler territory. But I will say this though, like I said earlier, that if you're a fan of the directors, you're definitely gonna love this film because this is definitely just as good as their previous work. And it's such a unique and original film that I think genre fans will definitely get a kick out of in a lot of ways. And it won't be for everyone, because I know a few people who weren't really that much fussed on it, like after when I saw the film at the festival. But I really dug it a lot. I thought it was really well made, original, unique, and offered some things that I'd never seen before as well. And I just thought was kind of awesome. So, yeah, if I had to give The Endless a rating, I would definitely give it 4.5. Sorry, I give it a 4 out of 5. It is great stuff. And like I said, if you enjoy the director's previous work, you'll definitely really like this one as well. And believe me, you will. So, yeah, that's the end of this 21st edition of my 2017 Myth Audio Reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. And keep a lookout very soon for my 22nd edition, in which I will be reviewing the animated film on the life and death of artist Vincent van Gogh with Loving Vincent, and as well as the satirical comedy drama Glory. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll see you guys later. See you guys. Bye.